This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Jimmy from Boston. Petey, take your credit cards and your computer and throw them in the fucking ocean. They are way too dangerous in your hands. I cannot believe you fell for another scam. As a matter of fact, throw your fucking phone in there too, kid. Otherwise, you're going to wind up with one of them bullshit extended car warranties. And overall, just smarten up, will ya?
Sebastian Show, we're back. We were chatting before the cast, having a few laughs. We had to shut it down. We don't want to tap it out. How are you, bro? We look alike right now.
Oh, I know. Blacked out. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and I just got back from I don't even know where to go. I don't know where to go with this. Let me start with Monday night. Because I got to get your take on this.
All right.
Monday night, Lana and I were invited to a couple that we know for a dinner party at their home. And there was going to be 8 other couples there. So about 16 people. And we don't know anybody except for the couple and one guy that we were trying to set up at the party with a single girl.
All right.
So we're all having a drink. I'm talking to the guy that I know and the homeowner. And the female homeowner, about 30 minutes into the party, goes, "Guys, want your attention? Just gather around. Just want to thank everybody for coming today. You know, I know it's Valentine's Day, and sometimes, you know, do you go to a restaurant or what do you do? So we decided to have this dinner party." And now across from me, we're all kind of in a half circle, about 20 yards. We're all in the backyard. About 20 feet across from me, a guy starts to choke. Like an olive something's going
right.
on with him.
Right, right.
He can't get it out. Like there's about 5 to 7 seconds where you could see the guy was struggling to breathe.
It's a long time.
About 3 people rush over to him, and he's there with a girl, this guy.
Uh-huh.
The girl's like kind of in shock. She don't know what to do.
Right.
So another girl starts to give him the Heimlich.
Wow, she knows how to do it.
Huh?
That's like playing piano, you know? You just never expect someone to know how to do it. You know, all of a sudden, oh, you know how to do that? Oh, wow, great. So what are you doing, guy?
I'm frozen.
Right.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I'm like, you know, I've seen demonstrations done under Heimlich, but I've never been in a situation where I had to go, all right, you know, let's do this. So I'm frozen.
Right. I'm with you. Like, I know you go around and you want to find here and you push in. But all I'm saying is, if I know how to do the Heimlich the best out of anyone in the room, we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? I hope to be the guy, as I'm putting my arm around to do the Heimlich, someone goes, "I'm a doctor." I'm like, oh, God, thank God, guy. Holy shit. I almost started pushing in. I'll be like, the paramedic will come and go, "It looks like it was close to being able to get out. Did someone lodge it in further?
Did someone take their thumb and put it in their..."
Oh, God. It was going into okay. his stomach, and somebody pushed it back up into his fucking throat canal. Yeah, that was me. I Should have looked at the poster. It was behind the door. You know, there's a Hamlet poster in every place you go, but you never really look at it. You know what I mean?
Well, DJ Hank, are you getting these Hamlicks? Because it's the Heimlich. Okay.
Heimlich.
I've decided that some words he's just never gonna learn, like geisha and porta potta, and don't forget boudet.
And that poster is always way too far from where the Heimlich might have to be used. Like, the poster is always in the kitchen, right? Like,
right. It should be
all I gotta do. Run in the salad area and read the thing and then go back out to the dining room.
Oh, God. Shouldn't it be on the menu? Right? I mean, shit. Jesus. Man, actually, right on the dish. Every dish should just have the Heimlich right in the middle. So you just go, scrape the mashed potatoes out of the way. I gotta see how to do this. I mean, I'm right there with you, bro. You would think.
Oh,
you know, that's God. One of those things, dude. It's one of those things. I should have made a scenario of it, but it's one of those things where I always say to myself, I should take the time to really learn how to do that. You know what I mean?
First, take the time to pronounce it correctly.
Yeah.
Because
you're right. Because you're never gonna know. CPR is another one that I've had training on, but if push comes to shove and I gotta give someone mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, you know, just how you explained before, it's gonna be, were you blowing in and then out? You're like,
you were suffocating her when you put your mouth over her.
Yeah. No. So she starts to give the Heimlich and the guy drops to the floor. Done. Out. He's out. Not moving, bro.
Oh, my God.
And I got to be honest, because honesty here at the Pete and Sebastian Show is something that we pride on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When that happened, in a glimpse into my head, I said to myself, this is going to be great for the cat.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm walking the dog today and a car honked and just missed another car. It missed it. And I was like, oh, that would have been great for the cast. I'm rooting for fender benders. I'm right there with you, bro. Oh, shit. This is, wow. God. This is riveting right now. Now, did this person giving the Heimlich, were they able to gently catch this gentleman as he was going down?
No. Boom.
I don't know if I've ever seen a person like it's. I think I've seen it at an amusement park. A girl went down from dehydration. It's like weird. It's scary to see, man.
It literally scared me stiff.
I don't know if you saw, but there's a female comedian who collapsed on stage. God bless
you. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Now, I saw the video and I just, again, knock wood, but I just feel like I'd catch myself.
In mid faint?
It just, no, if I ever fainted, I feel like I'd know. I'd got that 2 second window to go down, do a gentle go down, you know? Like,
I get you.
But I guess you don't. Obviously, you don't. I mean, this poor girl, you know, she's all right too, that one. But anyway, back to your story.
Okay,
this is unbelievable, dude. Who's calling 911? Anyone? I mean, are you just assuming someone's doing that too?
Phone? No, I, bro, I'm frozen.
Oh my God, guy, what the, you know?
I am frozen. I'm literally frozen stiff. I'm looking at the guy. His girlfriend goes down and goes to feel his pulse and goes, he's dead.
Yeah. Is it April?
No. He's dead, right? And people are like, what? And then she goes, you have just been entered into a murder mystery. It's a murder mystery party.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh. Did you really? This is insane. Did you, first of all, honestly, did you really think you were watching a man choke to death? Did you not know? Yeah. Like, it didn't look like an act at all. Were you like,
oh. No.
Now.
I thought the guy choked. Choked to death. But then when he dropped to the floor, it happened so fast that I'm like, oh my God, this guy's on the floor. You know, like, and he was not moving. And then she said he's dead. I thought in a quick second, I go, dead already? You know, like, I said dead already in my head.
Oh, right.
You know, like, that was too quick. And then she hit me with the, this is a murder mystery party. And the whole party was like, oh. Bro, I collapsed. I was like bending and I had my hands on my knees. I was like crippled. I couldn't believe it. Now.
Holy shit. Unbelievable. See, it's because you live in the entertainment capital of the world. If we did that here, the fucking same guy who died would have to get up and now run the shit.
Now, remember me when I was laying there dead? Pretend I'm still there. Now I'm going to... Oh, God. That did happen. This guy had multiple roles, bro.
Wow.
Listen.
I can't wait to hear about this thing. But first of all, what if someone there... Had a heart attack seeing this or something like
that. Okay, well, we're going to get into this.
All right.
So, and this is the thing about living in Hollywood. The level of talent that they're hiring for the murder mysteries. Literally, this guy that played the guy who died could be the next George Clooney. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you did a murder mystery, say, in Cleveland, Ohio, you're not going to get right. The quality of actor that you're getting out.
No. Right? The guy who did the murder mystery, you may see him on Law and Order or one of those things later in the year. Of course. Exactly. Yeah. So, this is a side gig.
Yeah. It's a side. Yeah. It's just, this is what he's doing to feed his family. So... Now, Lana's dying laughing, and I noticed, because Lana was on the other side of the room, she's filming the whole damn thing. She was in on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, the couple and Lana are the only three people out of 16 that knew this was going down. Now, when they were planning this whole thing, the company said, what we normally do is... We are part of the party. We're like couples at the party. And then we kind of pop out and go, you guys are in a murder mystery. And then one of the people falls dead.
Right.
Lana and the couple said, no. And this, we want the guy to die unannounced. Like, we don't want a setup. We want to, like,
right.
Shock the party.
Right.
So
we got a rider. You're gonna have to fill out, right?
The company's like, we gotta call our insurance company.
Absolutely.
To see, God forbid, if somebody, you know, it's trigger someone. I don't know what I wouldn't have had it any other way, as someone who was attending the party. Now. Have you ever been involved in a murder mystery?
Yeah, I mean, I was on a, we were in Hilton Head, me and my brother and Jackie and my parents, and we were on a ferry, like a boat that does a 3-hour cruise around the water, and on up top, there's a murder, and everybody tries to solve it. Dude, they cut the engines, and we float out there for 3 hours. There was no breeze. Everybody was sweating to death. It was a horror. It was a nightmare. There was no good acting. It was nothing like what you did, bro. This is what I would love to do, to be invited to something like this.
Well, given that it started this way, I'm like, all right, wow, we're off to a great start.
Yeah.
But here's my problem. I don't want to think and solve a murder at a party. You know, like, if I'm going to it and I know that there's going to be a murder mystery, I could prepare myself that's what's going to happen. But next thing you know, I'm getting a name tag and I'm a character in the in the thing, right? Reginald Squash Buckle. I'm like a billionaire mogul who, you know, was in business with the guy right. who died. And right. then they give me a book, bro. I got to read. Listen, I had to read a bio of me, my clues, right. goals. There's pages of this shit. Then they give you.
This is a it's a borderline board game now. We're playing a board game with people I don't know. It should have just ended with the death and the pop up and everybody gets the fuck out of here.
I told Lana, I said, I'd hire those two to die at my party and then just send them home.
Right, right. Actually, that's how you end the party. Just have them die, send everybody home, then they pop up, you write them a check, and they go home. Oh, God.
Oh, God. So,
unbelievable.
You know, we're sitting down at dinner.
Right, right.
And I'm reading this shit. I go, oh, you got. And now in the booklet, there's fake money, and the guy, and the guy's an investigator. He goes, hello, and he's got an accent from the South. He's like, we're going to find out who the murderer is here. You know, and like, oh God, this guy's real. The guy who died is now the investigator, right?
Yeah.
And then he's got his girl who's the maid, and now they're like orchestrating this whole thing. You got money in the folder, and the money you could use to bribe people for information. Hey, what the fuck? Where's the chicken? Who do I gotta pay off to get the chicken out here?
You gotta be going at this point. How long is this gonna last, man? Oh my God. Oh, this is too funny.
Oh, God.
By the way, they should like throw a sheet over the body, and in the acting, they carry the body out, and then he comes back as someone else. But just to pop up and change your shirt, I mean, come on, guy. This is like my kid coming out to the kitchen going, we put on a show for you, and all the parents got to stop drinking for 5 hours. What the fuck? Okay, let's go do the dance.
Right? Oh, God. So.
You gotta go now, okay? All right, it was funny, but you gotta go now, right? All right, please go. Jack! It's very funny, but I'm sorry, all right? I'll see you later, sweet cheeks. She's going, all right.
Sorry, bro.
So
he goes, and now we start going around the table, and he starts asking questions to, there's about 8 people who are playing characters now. And some of the people are getting into the character. I'm like, oh, God.
Wow.
Like one woman's like actually getting into it. She's playing the part. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. We're going to go through the whole night like this.
Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her so much. It flames. On the side of my face.
Then he's like, you, get up. And they're like, oh, we're doing act outs? They're going to do act outs? I go, this is, I'm starving.
Listen, if you want to see me act, I got a movie coming out with De Niro in about 2 months. Can I sit there? Like, how did they even pick the 8 out of 16? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I don't know, but.
Well, you gotta do this for the wife. Did you get into it a little? You must have. I bet you got.
I was supposed to give a toast, but I didn't know that I was supposed to read page 2, and that's where this toast was. So I gave my own toast because uh-huh. It says on page 2 when the investigator asks you to give a toast, you say this, and what I say has clues in it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know I was supposed to. So I just got up and I'm like, welcome. Welcome to the Billionaires Club. It's I'm sorry that guy died earlier, but cheers. You know, like, and the guy's looking at me going, it's not what you're supposed to say, man.
Right, right.
So, 2 hours, bro.
Oh, my God. Were people into it? The whole 2?
Somewhere, but the host, to her credit, was telling her husband, tell him to wrap this up.
Oh,
wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah, that's.
Now they gave you paper to take notes.
Oh.
So you could figure out who to.
I've said some of the most brilliant jokes in my career at parties, and I didn't even fucking write them down, and I regret it. I got to write down who was in the library with the lead pipe. What the fuck, guy? Holy shit. Why don't we just play Clue and drink a bottle of wine, right?
What the fuck? So the guy's like, we're going to find out who did the murder. Hand in your notes or whatever. So he comes back. He goes, two people figured it out. And he goes, this is one of the people. Bro, they had two pages of notes. Now, the person that took the heavy notes, graduate from Harvard, right? Law school. I was like, my God, you really start to see what type of education you had.
Right.
Right? When you were around people who excel at such a high level, right?
Yeah.
This woman took detailed notes. Like, I don't know about you, and I'm just going to guess. Right. In school,
right.
If I looked through your notebook, was it even used?
Oh, God. My notebook was the notebook of the cutest girl on my right. That was my notebook. Butter up to her, take the notes for me, you know? Oh, yeah. I had the notes, guy. Are you kidding me? It was uncool, guy. Right? You know what I'm saying? I was the cool guy. Look at him. He don't even need notes for the. But now, also, though, you go to Harvard, you're like, how often do you get a chance to, like, write and have your writing compared to everyone else in the room? You're like, oh, my chance to shine. You're going to use words that these people can't even look up. They can't even spell it to look it up. Do you feel like this about Harvard? Because I was reading some about the coach there recently. I just feel like if I was walking around Harvard in a, you know, like an appropriate outfit, I feel like they could just sniff that I have nothing to do with the fucking institution. If I was on the game, right? You don't teach, you don't coach, you're not a student. What are you, like, you know, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and they figure out the guy that's faking it? What are you doing here? Even with my best loafers, they know, you know?
Well, yeah, I had a similar experience to that where I went to go visit my sister. She went to Indiana University, Big Ten school, right?
Yeah, yeah. My nephew goes there now, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you know the school. And it was like a weekend where I was going to go visit her. And I was, you know, she's 5 years younger than me. So I go up there. She's 18, I'm whatever, 23, and I walk on campus with a three-quarter leather trench coat, right? And I brought Moretti beer, right? Like,
oh shit.
Drinking Budweiser and Schlitz. I come with Italian beer to a college.
I would think that you were going to find some of the basketball players to see if they could throw the game. We'll drink some beers. We'll talk it out. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. So, didn't fit in at all at the college. But. The murder mystery, man. I gotta tell you, I gotta be notified if I'm gonna be going to something like that. I don't want to be thrown into a, as you say, a board game when I think I'm gonna sit down and have a wonderful meal and have a great conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and honestly, if I'm ever, see, when I said I wish I could do what you did, I thought you were gonna tell me that then. Somebody else, another great actor, came out, and you're all sitting around, and he's like, nobody can leave. Mr. Maniscalco, Mrs. Maniscalco, what time did you... Like real questions, you know what I'm saying? How did you notice couple? Did you notice couple at all? You know? And then you could riff and be funny and be like, hey, guy, I was doing a gig 2 days, you know, whatever. But reading cards and shit and writing notes, come on. Did you guess it?
I like...
guess it. I didn't even follow. I couldn't even follow it.
Oh man.
I like your take better on a murder mystery. If I were going to do a murder mystery, I would do what you just said, and I would investigate the 8 people who were coming to my party and see what they did all week. So the investigator would go, let's say if you were coming to the party, okay, Pete, at Tuesday at 4 p.m., what did you buy at Target? And you'd be like, fucking gay. Knew I was at Target?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, no, at 12, 12:30, you were in and out pretty quick. Pretty quick. You didn't buy anything. Does your wife know you always sit in the car for an extra minute to do a hit of weed before you go in the house? Oh, yeah. Hey. Came here for a cocktail. I came here for a cocktail. You're causing divorces now.
Oh, yeah.
Even this would be great, right? Like, they probably got a nice house, and the person who's going to die is an actor, and they make a point of, for the first hour, going around, like, meeting everybody, maybe, you know, somehow getting you alone, you and Lana going, oh, have you seen the artwork over here? So then, after an hour and a half, they die, and then they go, the person was poisoned. Who spent time alone with them? And then we have some fun with, you know, who was with them where. I don't know, guy. I listen, like I said, die, pop up, go home.
So that's what it was. The guy was poisoned at the party, and they were trying to find out who poisoned him. He wasn't choking. He actually got poisoned. So that was the whole hook on it. But anyway,
see,
so that was.
I'm almost going to think about learning the Heimlich after this. Now, fuck it.
Oh, God.
That's a great story, bro.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
February 26th, I will be in Woodstock, New York at the Baysville Theater. If you find yourself up that way, Saturday night, March 4th and 5th. I'll be in Albany, New York. That one was kind of just announced at the Albany Funny Bone. Tickets are cheap. It's going to be a fun weekend if you happen to be up that way. Albany, New York, 4 or 5, and then March 12th, baby. Still some tickets on sale for my big show, Paramount Theater on Long Island. Go to PeteCorielli.com for all the tickets, and that's where you go for the T-shirts. They're up and running, and the newsletter. It's all right there, baby. And thanks for listening to the cast, of course.
Let me take you now to the Super Bowl, all right?
Yeah, you're part of a big news story without even knowing it, inadvertently.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Big time, man.
Oh, you are? Then you do know it.
I'm just going to give you the brush strokes here. I got invited to the Super Bowl. By Discovery, who I did the show with, right?
Yeah.
They have a box there. And they invite myself, and they give me 3 tickets. So I take my wife, I take my dad. So we go, and I go to the area in which they're telling me to enter. This is from outside the stadium.
Okay.
And the guy goes, you need a lanyard to get into this way. And I don't have a lanyard. I just have a digital ticket. And as this guy's telling me, I turn around, I run into Chris Rock, right? He's there with somebody else. And he goes, hey, man, what's up? I go, I can't get in here. I don't have one of those lanyards. He goes, I don't either. So I start to leave. And then I call Lindsay, who's my tour manager, who was actually working the Super Bowl, and she's the one who told me to go to that entrance. And she goes, you don't need a land, just go back. This is my problem. I listen too much. Like, if I go and I go, come, and they go, no, you can't come in here. I go, okay. And I walk away. There's no like, what? Maybe I can't come in, you know?
Right, right.
So I go back, and I show the guy, I go, I got this ticket. He goes, oh, okay, you could come in. So now I'm walking with Chris Rock into the Super Bowl with my wife and my dad.
Okay.
Now, Chris Rock is a big comedian, right? He is recognizable.
Yeah.
So as we are walking, yeah, I mean, he's been and he's been famous for a long time.
Yeah. Okay? Legend.
So some guy comes up to us and goes, I'll escort you to where you need to go. Now, I don't know if this was because we were in some sort of VIP area and everybody got an escort, or it was the fact that the guy recognized Chris Rock and now we're getting the treatment, right?
And you, guy, come on, let's sell yourself short. Jeez.
Could be me, but more likely him, just because he's been around longer and he's famous, you know, for 20 some odd years.
Were other people coming in that way, or was it mostly just you two, you three? For
other people were coming in, but not a lot. So we get to the area, you know, and my dad's telling me I need a picture with him, make it happen.
With Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we get the picture. We go to the area, and my dad's blown away because this is not like, and listen, the last time I went to a football game, pro football game,
yeah,
probably 1982. All right, and I think I told you that in the last cast. But now I'm with my dad, and the last time we went to the game together was probably 1982. Yeah. And it's like you walk into this area; it's a buffet. They got two bars, and Sean Penn's there.
Oh, so cool, man!
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres. There's a lot of celebrities walking around, and I'm just happy that my dad is witnessing all this.
Yeah. Right?
So we get into the box, and I'll get to the story that was most prevalent of the night.
All right.
Now, there's not enough seats for the amount of people in the box, right?
If everyone were to sit at once, correct?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So one of the women from Discovery said, there's a couple seats down in the front row of the box if you don't want to sit there. And I was like, part of me was like, I don't know, like maybe some other people want to sit there and I'll stand. I'm just happy to be here.
Right. But
then the other half of me is like, fucking sit down. Right?
Listen, what do you got to do, guy? You're doing a show for them. You've done stuff.
Take the seat.
I mean,
Solana,
it was there like other celebrities in that particular box?
Charlize Theron was in the box, right?
Yeah.
Who I met 2.5 years ago at a party, at an award event, right?
Right.
So she's there, but nobody else of celebrity is in the box.
All right, yeah. So then you can, yeah. So there's not like anyone's going to be offended if you take the seat. I'm sure she was cool with it.
Oh, Chuck Lorre's there from Two and a Half Men, the creator of Two and a Half Men.
Right.
Yeah. He's sitting in the seat where I'm supposed to see him. He's sitting next to those seats. So I sit down. Now, as you well know, at the Super Bowl, they give you who's in the audience sometimes. There's people,
yeah,
celebrities or what have you.
One of the funnest parts.
Yeah, who's there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'd be lying to you if I said they're not gonna show me. I thought there was a slight chance that I'd get some airtime in front of 100 million people. All right?
Yeah.
Now, I
don't
know if you've ever been in a situation where you think the camera is going to come to you, whether it be you're at a basketball game or
I don't even think the camera is going to come to me at a Christmas party in my own house. All right. but I'm with you with this. And I this is good because I have an opinion about it myself afterwards. But keep going. This is great.
I'm trying to figure out like what the equivalent would be of you're in your head. You're trying to go, oh, they're going to call on you in class or something.
Oh, yeah, I've been like the comedy clubs or places where you're in the audience and the camera's going on people and they smile.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I do. I know what you're saying. I think, oh, it's got to come our way. We're right here. It's probably.
Yeah, gonna come. And you're thinking, when it does come my way, what am I going to do that's going to shine out everybody? Like, wow. What am I going to do on this camera? So,
I love your thinking, though, man. It's so ambitious and like, always, I don't know what the word I'm trying to say is. Like, you know what you want. You know, like, you're like, 100 million people might see me. What am I going to do, you know?
Yeah. I got to leave a splash.
It's a moment, yeah.
It's a moment. I don't want to be the person they pan to, and I'm talking to Lana, you know, and I don't know the camera's on me. I want to, like, turn to the camera and go, you know, do something. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to, what my move is.
You got something else, bro.
So I'm looking. First time out, you know, Chris Tucker's up there, and LeBron James, and you know, Jay-Z. And in my head, I'm like, all right, they're getting the big wigs out of the way.
Maybe I'll you know, be the second or third wave. Right.
Yeah. I'm thinking third quarter.
When they were showing some of these people, you're like, shit, I don't know all these people were here. This is a bigger pecking order than I realized, you know? Yeah. Is Obama here? Because he's going to get like five. They're going to stay on him for five shots.
So, and then they're going to come up with J-Lo, Matt Damon, Charlize Theron, you know, that whole thing.
Hey, boy. Now they're in your box.
Well, they went to Charlize. Now, Charlize is literally four seats away from me, and they show her. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, they had to come in on the camera and go, okay, where is she? And then maybe they might have caught a glimpse of me, go, oh, well, Sebastian's in that box too. Maybe we pick him off, right? So they got her, right? She's doing her thing. I swear to God, bro, I was almost going to come into frame. Because I didn't know. I didn't know if they were going to get me or not. So they pan out of my box. I go, that's it. I'm not getting on. They were already in here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. They're literally in a control room right now checking that box off, the discovery box. Tap that out. Tap that out. Nothing left in there.
Oh my God.
Oh shit. So, I mean, I don't know. Chuck Lorre probably thought he was gonna get a sniff too, no? Well, I mean, this guy's a TV legend.
I had a news story in my head about that. I had the story. Me and him were talking. Oh, are they doing a TV show together?
I'll tell you, if they are, Bill, what a powerhouse duo that would be. I mean, my wife and I were lucky enough to see Sebastian on one of his garden shows. Sold out. Did they even know? God. That's how big movie stars can be. Like, they don't even know that in the shot of the female movie star, they accidentally got arguably the most biggest comedian right now. I mean, you know, shit.
So I think
that's so funny to me. Now, I saw that photo. Some people, some fans of the cast and of you were like, Petey, it was in the thing with when they said Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
But okay. I was in and out, and a couple times, they must have already shown her, because by the time I started watching, they were showing other stars. But continue. But I was in and out, but go ahead. Where are you going with this? Because I got...
So the next day...
Yeah.
I'm on CNN,
right?
But I'm not. Charlize is on, or I think it was Fox. Sorry, Fox News, and they're like ripping her to shreds because 5 months prior, she was on Instagram saying wear your damn mask, and now she's in the box with no mask, right?
Right.
Now on Fox it says, you know, liberal celebrities caught with no mask. And it says Charlize Theron, but I'm in the shot, right? So, I'm part of the news story, but I'm really not. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like you. If I'm gonna be in the news story, I should have at least got my moment in front of 100 mil, right? It's like,
yeah,
yeah.
They're grouping me in with the liberal celebrities that are hypocrites, right. And I'm like, I'm just happy to be in the same box,
right? And if you did any history on me, you know, you're not someone telling people not to to wear masks and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, oh, now, bro, I got to interject for a sec because when I was watching, I got to be honest with you, man. I'd say 85 to 90% expected you to get a flash, like to see you, like all those other ones. And I said to Jackie the next day, I go, and Jack, unless I didn't see him, I go, this is the thing with fame. It's like, how much shit do you got to do to get a fucking glimpse at the Super Bowl? I mean, holy shit, forget it. So anyway, I was a little surprised at that. I think someone may be getting scolded in the control room personally.
No, bro, I'm telling you right now,
yeah,
how my career has gone, I'm under the radar, which is a good thing. I like it. It's like, so, you know, I have my fans and that's great and we're fantastic, but I ain't in the Super Bowl camera truck famous.
Well,
you know,
just like, you say you like it like that, but 2 minutes ago you were telling us about you're thinking of your move.
But you got to be ready for it.
Oh,
just in case.
I saw him show Sean Penn, and he was just elbows on his jeans, just looking straight ahead. And I'm like, well, that's Sean Penn-esque, you know, to like not care. That's his thing. You know what I'm saying?
When you're a comedian, and you get flashed up there,
mm-hmm,
you got to come with something. I'm sorry.
It's a job. It's a job.
A job.
But like, does fucking a rock star have to like sing a couple notes? Why?
Too cool.
We're the only ones who gotta always do our job all the time. Whenever we're
all
like,
the time. Yeah, yeah. You go to a comedian, you're expecting to laugh. Now let's say you go to Bon Jovi, what are you expecting? Him to fucking break out? He doesn't have any of his instruments, right? He can't be Bon Jovi without a microphone and an instrument.
And a
could be comedians.
Yeah. Exactly. We can't. And the thing, to your point, is we're just supposed to always be funny. And it's true. We are. So it works out.
I'm a party clown.
So
we try to be.
Yeah. No FaceTime on a Super Bowl. Fine. Although if you're walking away from the story, people listening, the theme of this story is always be prepared. Always be prepared. Right?
It really is. It really is.
Go ahead.
What did Charlize do? Did she just kind of, because I heard they were waving. They were just waving to the fans. Crowd.
Yeah, just waving. It was nothing, you know. But you know, she was talking to Damon, and then you know, Affleck and J Lo came into Damon's body. This is how I feel about Hollywood.
Right.
In my position in Hollywood.
Right.
I feel like I did when I was in school. I feel like everybody was at the lunch table and they knew each other and I didn't know nobody and I sat alone. This is a story of my life. I give you an example. I was golfing today in a celebrity pro-am.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
With Jason Bateman and John McEnroe.
Wow.
In my group. So it's me.
You were golfing
McEnroe.
With McEnroe and Jason Bateman today.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Fucking Ozarks. It's out, guy. You're golfing with Jason Bateman while Ozarks just came out. That's like,
it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. And I've been a Jason Bateman fan since I was a kid.
Yeah.
McEnroe grew up watching, playing Jimmy Connors, the whole thing. And then Luke List was the pro who was golfing with us. So anytime I'm in those situations, I'm not Mr. like, hey, what's going on? You know, like, I'm more like, quiet, reserved. You know, if people want to talk, they want to talk. So at the end, McEnroe and Bateman are like exchanging numbers, right? Now,
right in front of you?
It's a, I could, hey, you know, we'll play Bel Air together. No. I got problems. By the way, I met a couple cast listeners. Met a camera guy. I forgot his name. I don't even think he told me. Camera guy works for CBS, does the NFL, and he does the PGA. He comes up, and he's like an avid listener to Cast. Oh, cool. Loved so the cool. Cast. You know, Pete and you, really good together. And he's got a daughter. I remember his daughter's name was Isabella. He's like, could you do a little thing for my daughter? She's going on an audition. And I was meeting, a lot of Cast people.
Wow, man.
Which was refreshing to hear. But I hear them. And I'm playing hurt. You know, I got the sciatica up and down the leg, and I haven't played golf in 6 months. So,
all right. Are these guys way better than you? McEnroe, maybe? Bateman, no?
Bateman's really good. McEnroe's been playing this basically his entire life, but he's got a knee issue. And, I'm hobbling around. I could barely bend to pick up the tee. So Bateman goes, "Yeah, no, we'll play at the club and whatever. Let's exchange numbers." So I'm thinking to myself, am I that bad that he goes, "No way I'm playing with this guy. He's like an invalid."
Well, I mean, you know, I appreciate that you're putting it on your golf game. How do you know it's not your social skills, guy?
Well, that's another thing. I'm sitting there going, because I'm like a souffle, bro. I need time. You know, like, I'm not Mr. Like, I'm going to, like, come in 4 hours of a golf game and walk out and you're going to be my buddy. I need a couple visits. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, but, like, do you even hint to Bateman specifically what you just said? Like, I've been a fan of this guy since I was a kid. Do you tell him that at all? Or?
I told him, I don't know. This is exactly what I told him. I go, I don't know who the hell is writing this shit over there on Ozarks. I don't know where they're coming up with these storylines, but I'm a huge fan of the show. I go, I can't stop watching it. Right. And he was like, oh, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. So he knew. I gave him a little taste, right? And at the end of the thing, and not that I was waiting for like a number exchange by any means, but it's been the story of my life. I always leave the damn event with the same thing I came in with. No numbers.
I mean, yeah, I know. I hear you, but I wish you didn't see that. It's... You know, and now I got to go tell Jackie that. Now when I go to watch the new Ozark season, it's going to bother me that he did that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Take it to the side, guy. Take it to the side. There could be, he's done a body of work now, Bateman, that, and I doubt this, but there's a possibility in his head, you know, to hit me with you like my latest project. I'm in Andy Garcia territory now. You should be. My whole body of work you should be complimenting as a whole. I loved Ozarks. I mean, he gets that walking through the mall guy. You should have gone deep. Like, I loved you when you were fucking, what was the movie with Growing Pains? What was that one he was on? I don't know it either. I don't know what the fuck.
My first guest tonight is a young actor, talented gentleman, who's going to be starring in a new comedy series called It's Your Move, and it'll premiere Wednesday. Would you welcome Joseph Bateman? Jason, first of all, I owe you an apology. I've called you Joseph twice tonight for some reason.
It's all right, Jack.
I forgot the show that he was on when I was a kid, but you know, Ozarks is prevalent. I'm watching it. It's new. So I hit him with that, and the point of the story is I've never been in the popular crowd in my entire life.
Right.
I've always been on the fringe. I've always been, there's the quarterback of the football team. There's the star guard of the basketball team. And then there's Sebastian, who plays soccer, who nobody knows because nobody goes to the games. You know what I'm saying?
He goes home for lunch to watch Three's Company. And if he doesn't go home, you said this a few casts ago, you would eat lunch alone. That's like prison shit, guy.
Totally. I'm waiting for like a gang to initiate me. I'm waiting for somebody to come to the lunch table and go, you want to be a part of us? Right. Yeah, what do I got to do? You got to go trip the teacher when he comes out of math class. You know, that's now, what I was waiting for.
But my question is, because we've kind of been through this before and like, you know, these kind of, you've mentioned that, but like, are you embracing this now or do you, you know, listen, I'm not sitting here saying, you know, oh, I want a Bateman or McEnroe's number, but in general, do you want to be more on the inside with that or else just start embracing this, be like, whatever, I know I'm going to walk out of here with no numbers, I'm going to golf, you know me, you don't, I don't give a shit.
Well, yeah, that's kind of how I've always felt about it. But, I mean, just on a social level, I'm at a point where I don't know, you know, like when I join, this is where I'm at, when I join the foursome,
mm-hmm.
I'm still in the point where are like a McEnroe or Bateman going to look at me and go, oh, the caddy just showed up. You know, like, I don't know if
right. Oh, my God. If they know. Five specials and the caddy just showed up? Shit.
I don't know. That's right. What I'm saying, because I'm under the radar, bro.
Right. All right. I mean, you say you're under the radar, but my thing, though, too, is it's weird with celebrities, especially those kind of level. Like, let's just say it was two people, two guys, right?
Yeah.
You would joke right away. Hey, how you doing, his son? Da 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 da. You would. If you want it, you got 18 holes. You could be fun. You'd have some fun. But with celebrities, it's like so much other stuff going on. Sometimes, you know. Sometimes they're. I feel like they're. You know, are they offended that I'm not, you know, acknowledging all that they've done, and I'm just trying to be regular guy? Do they think I'm being regular guy just so we can talk? Like. They make me think more, you know? And it's like when famous people say, I didn't change, you did. Yeah. Well, you're just sitting there totally quiet, guy. That's fucking me up, you know? They make it sound like I'm totally the same. You're not, really. You're not. I'm saying that like Ozark, and now you're giving your number to fucking McEnroe, you know? I mean, it's bullshit. I would go home. Hey, look, it's a new set of fun problems to have, though. The important thing, bro, is focus on Garcia, guy. You want to be having an Italian dinner with Garcia over some nice red wine.
So, and by the way, I didn't lead with Ozark. I led with, like, what you're saying. Hey, you got kids. Where they go to school? You know, oh, my God. I'm an older father. I'm picking up my kids, and I got a sciatica. So
all this warrants a give me a number. I can't. You know what? It must be a golf game. Maybe for all we know, he went home and told his wife, "He's a good guy. He was funny. I loved his specials. Why didn't you ask him to golf, honey?" Oh, baby, I didn't want to put him on the spot. He couldn't even get the fucking tee out of the grass. You know? I think he took a Percocet just because he wanted to golf with McEnroe. I'm laughing at my own joke. Not funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. That's wild, though. That's
all right.
Yeah.
Bro, we're 50-some-odd minutes into this, and we haven't even discussed the branding going on behind you.
Look at that. For the cast listeners, Pete and Sebastian and the cast. Now, I got to tell you, bro. I got this. I was in St. Louis after one of the shows. A gentleman came up to me and he said, these were designed by my son, Anthony, all right? Anthony Kelly from St. Louis. He wasn't old enough to come to the show. He was like 16. He designed these. His dad works with sheet metal. His dad cut them at work. They painted them. This is their metal, bro. They're metal.
Oh,
and I got one more in red and another one in silver. Like, you know, I want to bring to you. I don't know if I'm going to fly on Delta with him, but I flew home from St. Louis with him. Anthony, thank you, brother. Love him. Him and his dad did this together as a project.
Dude. Wow, that's nice, man.
It is. And, you know, he's like, I hope you can get them home in your bag. And I was like, I was making sure I was getting these home. They're really cool. Really cool. So,
I mean, how nice is that? The Pete and Sebastian Show. You got people handcrafting logos. And not only does he receive them as a gift, but he puts them up as his background. I mean, God damn.
And you know, the dad took time out of his job to cut him up for his son. Is it? If my wife asked me to do it, I'd be like, baby, I'm gonna fucking work, you know? But your kid asked you to do it, and you're like, no problem. I'll stay later. I'll do whatever. It's unbelievable, man, you know? I love my wife just as much, but you do it, you know? It's like, I'd still do it for my wife, but it's more. But anyway, thank you. Really, really cool of them. And yeah, man, I'm glad I got them home. And like I said, I got two more. It was something, oh, yeah, I know. What I wanted to say about Anthony, this kid Anthony, who's 16, is I'm finding more and more. I can't tell you how many people coming to me saying my son or my daughter listened to you. We got a lot of young people, college kids, high school. So, you know, and I get a lot of the same. They're learning a lot about, by the way, thank you all for listening. But they're learning about, you know, the how to do things right and how to do things wrong.
I'm telling you, this show is an extension of parenting in some way, shape, or form, right?
I couldn't agree more. If you had to go out of town for a week, you could just have your kid watch us for that week. Just watch it. You'll come home, the place will be tight, clean, nice, right?
Oh,
no, we do thank all the listeners, though, man. It's growing, dude. And everyone's, you know, waiting to hear what we're doing. You know, it's not a big announcement. It's just an announcement, right? I don't want to.
It's an announcement, but we got to talk about the announcement because literally we haven't talked off air about the announcement, right? Even the guy today goes, what's going on? What are you guys doing over there? And we keep pushing this thing back, but is it time to unleash it, or
I think it's got to be
like almost a separate video, and we have to have it all kind of lined up, right?
Yeah, it's not ready to be. Listen, this is enough for one show. Let's not be crazy.
Right there. Oh God, bro, and I hate to monopolize the show.
I wanted to hear these stuff. I told Jackie I can't wait to hear some of these stories. You didn't even mention lunch with the Watts.
Oh, that's enough. We'll just call this the celebrity episode because basically it's fucking just jam packed.
Yeah,
with this type of stuff. Just a small note here.
Yeah,
just gonna tell you. Last night I was at this dinner, and it was the dinner before this golf tournament today. So they had like a dinner and then the golf tournament.
Wow.
So the dinner was in L.A., and it was like a cocktail party. A lot of men. It was primarily a men type of environment. And then I look, and about, I don't know, 10 feet from me is Kim Kardashian. Right now, I've never seen this woman live.
Right,
man.
Yeah.
It literally was like seeing a unicorn. Like,
absolutely.
You couldn't believe she's actually real. You know what I'm saying?
You were in the center of the universe in that moment. You were 10 feet away from the core of all that matters in this world.
So the person that she was with, another female, and even the guy I was talking to, he goes, I've never seen this woman live. I go, me neither. And the woman that she was with knows myself and the guy I was talking to. So she comes over with Kim Kardashian.
Wow, right? Dude, this is so cool.
I get introduced to this woman. And she's wearing gloves, right?
Yeah.
I shake the hand. Yay. The leather on this glove was the softest leather I've ever felt. I don't know if it was
Oh, yeah. It's a 2-week-old calf. They raise him in the woods outside of Russia, guy. You can't get access to this leather.
Holy shit, bro.
Oh, man.
That's all I remember from the meeting was how soft the leather was on my hand. I was like, God damn.
And you know what the crazy thing is? When she took those off at the end of her night, they probably should never get worn again. Done with those. Like, that's what we're talking. Do you picture Kardashian leaning over in a closet, bending down, going, where are those leather gloves? I can't find them. It's none of that. They're done. They're already at a fucking charity. Done. Softest leather you ever touched. She hasn't seen him since that night.
Oh wow.
So she seems cool, man. I mean, from what I've seen in interviews and stuff.
Quick hello, very sweet, walked away. And that was the end of that. But Watt comes to the party. Now, I had populated the party with two other couples who I thought would kind of fit with the Watts, right? They're very personable people.
This is at your house now. Now we're at your house.
My house. All right. My house.
Right. Yeah.
So Watt shows up first with, by the way, he calls his fiance Kay.
Oh, we can all go Kay. All right.
Well, that's what he was calling her.
Oh.
But they're together, right? So they show up. And we got the soccer goal set up with the soccer balls. And we got about 4 footballs out on the lawn just in case any of the shit breaks out, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, we also have a bouncy house there that we rented that has a slide attached to it. I got to tell you, Watt pulls a move where I can't wait till Caruso gets to be of an age where I could tell him what happened. Watt gets in the bouncy house, right? Goes to the top of the slide. And Caruso's trying to climb up the slide, and Watt pulls Caruso up the slide, right? Now, Caruso slides down, and then Watt comes tumbling down the slide. Hey, man.
Oh, man.
What a... what a move, bro.
This is the stuff Caruso says years and years later. Oh, I grew up, my dad would have these crazy parties, defensive NFL 3 times. This is crazy, guy. It's crazy.
Yeah, oh, God. Then his brother shows up with his fiance. And, yeah, you don't even know. Like, you see it on TV, but once you're next to these guys, it's just like another level of human being. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the growth. As far as how big these guys are.
I know. It's kind of guys that, like, you just want them at the front line of your military. So when people come towards us, they go, are they all like that? Fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
And he was just, TJ just named Defensive NFL Player of the Year, man. So now they're all at your house. Shit, so cool.
So there. And on top of that, just great guys, and the girls are sweet. Had a ball, right? They were eating burgers and the margarita and this and that and the other thing, busting each other's balls.
Awesome.
And went out, threw the football around, and then I go to Watt. I tell him, I go, is that football in your hands? Does it feel like a ping pong ball to me? Like, is that small? And without hesitation, he goes, that's not even a regulation-size football. I thought it was what they use in the NFL, eh?
Right.
He goes, it's too small. It's not even a regulation-size football. And I'm like thinking, did I blow it up enough?
Right. Jesus, guy. You don't even know the regular size ball they use.
And I don't know what happened to me, and I don't know if you have done this lately. Playing catch with a football at 48, it hurts now.
Oh,
right, like,
God, yeah. If I, first of all, it's, I can't get. It takes me like 4 or 5 tries to maybe get a spiral, and then when I do get a spiral, it like you said, it locks up in a way where, you know,
not only when you throw it, but when you, when I'm catching it, my hands like sting, right? Or when it hits my arm, I'm like, oh, you know, like when it hits any part of my body.
It's like every time you're catching it, someone, it's like getting punched, right? Oh. And then oh, oh guy, what are you doing, guy? Then you're doing that little half jog and throwing it back. I ain't into the catch anymore, man. When my kid is one thing, anyone else, what are we doing, guy? It's every glass of wine. What the fuck?
What? Well, you ever start playing catch with a guy who's like zipping them in, you know, like, yeah. My buddy, he's like putting a tight spot. I go, guy, you want to like un-Brady to throw? I mean, it's like,
give me a little arc, all right? Yeah, it's over, guy. It's over. We're old now. Give me a lob.
I'm looking for something I could get under, you know. Not, yeah. I'm not looking to like catch it out of midair with two hands.
Right. Yeah, exactly, man. You want to, like, do a little cradle job right here, you know? I don't even mind. When I'm at the age now, I don't even mind when someone throws it to me and it don't reach me. I'm almost glad, you know, when it bounces. And they're like, sorry, I ain't worried about it. Don't worry about it. I like a baseball, a softball catch, a nice little back and forth. I can still do that nice and close, you know, nothing crazy.
I think what I would prefer is a
catch though. What with a football? That's like, the guy, people pay like thousands of dollars in fucking auctions for that shit. Actually, yeah, hang out with you too. Shit.
I ain't catching it. Back off. So they stayed for a while. They had a great time. It's nice to see them, and it made me like want to like have people over every weekend. Yeah. I'm really into this after COVID, not seeing anybody.
Yeah.
Having parties, and it's like life's too short. You know, bring them over, let's hang out, and goof around, and whatnot. But all good. It's
Before you close it out, how was the bartender? Because then you had a party later that night. You said for your father, right?
Yeah, so the bartender was great. He bled into the other party.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And it was good. We had two parties. One was a hamburger party, and then the nighttime was like a pasta party.
Oh, man.
And it was a good hang. Glad to see Watt and his brother TJ. And it's just it was good. It was a great week. My father had a blast. My father spent a week here. Couldn't believe he was at the Super Bowl, and yeah, man, it was really fun.
It was awesome. I mean, it was awesome just to hear the story. So what a weekend. By the way, last question, I'll let you go. Did you chat with Sean Penn?
No, I couldn't. I used to wait on Sean Penn at the Four Seasons. He ordered spicy tuna rolls, 3 of them, every time he came in. He sat on table 147. I waited on him for years, right?
Really?
And, you know, it was one of those things. It's like, an intimidating looking guy. Even when I waited on him, I didn't really, like, get into it with him because I didn't know, like, what type of mood he was in.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. He's the kind of guy, you know, back in the Madonna days, you say good morning to him, he might punch you.
Got to consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, he's got that stigma to him. So I was like, should I go up to him and say, I used to work at the Four Seasons and wait on you, you know? Like, I didn't know to lead into that, so I just let him eat his food. It was eating, too.
I know.
But, yeah, it was just cool. It was cool for my dad. I mean, anytime I do something like that, I'm with a parent, you know, whether it be my mother or my father or, you know, what have you. I just like them to kind of witness those situations just because it's very, very new to them, you know?
Oh, man, to go from the day you told your parents you want to try and be a comedian to that is, like, so cool, man. I mean, it's like every parent's dream. And your dad's outfit. I love this, the sneakers in closing, man. I love the sneakers. I got to get a pair of those. Yeah, they were black. I liked them.
Bro, I think this Hoka brand is one of these brands that, I mean, I think they must be marketing to the senior citizen because every senior citizen I see has got these damn things on.
Oh, shit. I'm like eyeballing senior citizen sneakers right now, guys?
No, well, I have a pair too. They're just like all right. Big. They remind me of like those, what do you call those shoes that nurses wear? Like they got a big heel. And they're just big. They look like, you know, boots almost.
All right. You know that photo of Chris Rock is going up in your dad's hair salon.
It's
out.
All over the salon by now.
Yeah. Great hanging, dude. Thanks for sharing the stories, bro. I love it.
No problem. Thanks to everybody who listens to the Pete and Sebastian show. I know we have a big announcement that we're going to make, but we haven't really got together off air to, like, suss it out. All right, bro.
All right. Take care. Take it easy, brother.
Take care.
The show has ended.
And then there's Sebastian, who plays soccer, who nobody knows because nobody goes to the games. You know what I'm saying?
He goes home for lunch to watch Three's Company.